From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. And Radio Shack could be headed to oblivion. The electronics retailer said yesterday that without outside intervention, it might file for bankruptcy or be forced to liquidate. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now. Michael, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sasha.
And Michael, Radio Shack was founded in the 1920s. I didn't realize until today that it was that old. And at one point, it had 7,000 stores. Now it's down to about 4,000. Why is it failing?
Well, you know, I hate to date myself like this, but I actually worked for a Radio Shack during high school back in the 80s. Uh-huh. And if you think back to those days, or if you were a real audiophile, I mean, obviously you needed a good turntable, you needed a receiver, you needed, you know, an amplifier, maybe big speakers, and, you know, then you needed a cassette deck and that CD player. And boy, you know, so much has changed. We get almost all our music right on the phone now. And the transition to that era just did not really work for Radio Shack, and not just Radio Shack, but for a lot of the electronic retailers. You know, remember Circuit City went out of business about 5 years ago. Best Buy has been struggling, and Walmart is a huge competitor to these stores now, as well as Costco and Amazon.com and any number of online retailers. So it was, you know, a very tough business to transition into the modern age.
So basically failure to keep up with the times, failure to have the right selection of products, that sort of pitfall.
Right, right. And a lot of it, you know, a lot of their most recent business was cell phones. And a lot of the big carriers, AT&T and whatnot, and Sprint and T-Mobile, have their own stores now to sell phones. So they're kind of cutting Radio Shack out a little bit from that business. And in fact, one of our analysts at Bloomberg noticed that Radio Shack was one of the main sellers of the iPhone after the Apple stores. It was in the top five of retailers selling the iPhone. And the new iPhone 6 isn't up for sale on its website, which is very telling.
That's telling, very telling,
yeah,
sure.
Right, right.
You know, Radio Shack CEO said yesterday that he's been trying to turn the company around for 18 months. What has he been doing and why hasn't it worked?
Well, one of the things he did was remodeled about 84 stores, and they really came out looking sort of reminiscent of Apple stores, you know, rather than that cluttered, you know, old school Radio Shack look. They've also expanded repairs. They have a pretty good repair service now in about 750 stores, and they're really just going to try to focus close. You know, it sounds like they're going to close some more stores and really focus on the key markets. But again, it's probably a little too late.
Right. Radio Shack says it needs, in its words, some form of recapitalization. So what would it take at this point for the company to avoid bankruptcy?
Basically just a financial lifeline. You know, they're in talks with a couple of lenders to possibly borrow a new chunk of money. You know, they could reorganize their debt. In other words, you know, refinance their debt with current investors to get a more advantageous rate and maturity for their debt.
And do you have a sense of the likelihood of an actual liquidation, that much more dramatic outcome?
I would hate to really speculate on it. I think it's definitely a non-zero possibility. It could happen. But obviously, you know, that's a pretty drastic step. Typically, even if they do have to file for Chapter 11, that's no reason why they would necessarily have to close down every store and just basically, you know, give up. So obviously, that is something they're going to do everything they can to avoid.
And Michael, in your view, are there lessons from this situation that other electronics retailers can take from this?
You know, I think you sort of nailed it earlier. You really just have to be one step ahead of the competition and really, you know, change with the times and change even before the times.
And when the iPhone 6 is being sold, get it on their shelves right away.
Right, right, exactly.
That's Michael Regan of Bloomberg News. Thanks very much.
Thank you.